Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned in the hadith, At-ta'ibu min adh-dhanbi kamalla dhanba lahu, that a person who repents from his sin is like a person who did not commit a sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deletes and erases and removes all his sins. Even the angels cannot see any more sin in his book of deed. That's how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in one of the hadith, Kullu bani Adam khatta'un wa khairul khatta'in at-tawwabun, that every human being is a mistakeful. He is going to make mistake. This is his nature. But the best mistaker, best sinner is that who makes sincere tawbah, who repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful, and we have to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are the precautions, my brothers and sisters, we have to do? That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that number one is the taqwa. Allah ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, that whoever adopt the taqwa, piety, righteousness, God-fearing, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes him from that calamity and from that problem. Right now, we are facing this very great and danger, calamity, in the form of coronavirus. So we all have to leave our sins and make sincere tawbah, and we have to try our best to adopt the taqwa and piety. Number two, dua. Dua is the weapon of the believer. Dua of salahul mu'min, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. And in one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, Ad-du'a u mukhul ibadah. Dua is the essence of the ibadah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned that if you raise your hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity, with ikhlas, and with tawakkul, then definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to accept your dua, because this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, Udu'uni astajib lakum, O my people, O my servants, call towards me, ask me, beg to me, and definitely I am going to respond, I am going to accept your dua. So our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very merciful. We all have to make sincere dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove this calamity in the form of coronavirus. Number three, my brothers and sisters, is the sadaqah. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Da'u maradakum bis sadaqati, that you must treat your patients, your marid, your patient, through sadaqah. Sadaqah removes the calamity. So as much as we can spend in charity, we should help and need the poor people who are suffering or who are less fortunate. We should open our hearts and our wallet and try to give sadaqah here or abroad, wherever you like. But give sadaqah, any form of sadaqah will be helpful, and it will be removing the calamity and this punishment or this form of azab which we are facing right now. Another thing, my brothers and sisters, is the sabr, patience. We should not complain. Why is only we are testing, going through with difficulty and hardship? But this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to make total sabr and patience without complaining, because this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, Inna Allah ma'as sabirin, alladhina idha asabatu musiba qalu inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And then he says, Ista'inu bis sabri was salah, that you seek help and assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the patient and through the salah. Number seven, my brothers and sisters, is the zikrullah. Allah ta'ala says, Allah bi zikrillahi tatmainnul qulub, that the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you a contentment of the heart and peace of mind. So we should always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any forms, third kalima or fourth kalima, or any kind of zikr, inshallah, we should constantly make zikr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And day and night, we have to make the dua. And there are certain duas, my brothers and sisters. And this is a very unique hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is very hopeful hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned, narrated by Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ashiri radiyallahu ta'ala an, qal, inna Allah ta'ala yabsutu yadahu bil-layl liyatuba musi'un nahar, wa yabsutu yadahu bil-nahar liyatuba musi'un layl hatta tatlu'a shamsu min maghribiha. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ashiri radiyallahu ta'ala an relate that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to hold out his hand at night so that he who has sinned during the day might repent. And he hold out his hand during the day so that person who has committed sin during the night may repent, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue this to the until the sun will rise from the west. So my brothers and sisters, this is the very hopeful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today also, right now also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened his arm wide spread. So he is waiting for our repentance. He is waiting for our dua. He is waiting for our tawbah. So please make dua and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. And then in one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrated this hadith that anna Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam qala, ma yusibul muslim min nasabin wala wasabin wala hammin wala hazanin wala adhan wala ghammin hatta shawqatu shaquha illa kaffara Allah biha khatayahu. Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that whenever a muslim faces fatigue, illness, worry, grief, hurt and sorrow, even gets pricked by a thorn, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in lieu of his sufferings, removes his sin. Make these all these calamities and suffering becomes the means of kafara from his for his sins. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very ghafurur rahim, very merciful. In one of the hadith, this is the last hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلُّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ لِأَعَدٍ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ إِنْ أَصَابَتُ سَرَّا شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ خَيْرًا لَهُ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتُ ضَرَّا صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. That how wonderful is the case of a believer. There is good for him in everything, and this applies only to a believer if prosperity attends him, he expresses his gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes shukr to Allah's bounty and ni'mah and favor, and that is good for him. And if any adversity, any problem, any hardship befalls on him, he endures it patiently. He shows his patience and sabr on it, and that is better for him. So now, in this difficult time, brothers and sisters, we have to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay home, and this is the opportunity, all the our relatives, our sons, our daughters, we are sitting together. We should try to pray Salatul Jummah with congregation in our houses. One person become imam, and the children should be behind him, and the ladies should be behind them. That's how we can make our house as the masjid, all five time prayers. Please try to wake up for tahajjud and make sincere dua, cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the only one who is going to remove this calamity in the form of coronavirus. And there are certain duas which we have put on our website. Please go to the website and read those duas every day. Teach to our kids also. One of the very, very effective and powerful dua is that we should recite every morning and every evening three times this dua. Bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma'a ismihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis sama' wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing will affect us in the heaven and on the earth. So this is the very powerful dua. This dua we should recite every day, morning and evening, at least three times. Another dua, Alhamdulillah alladhi afani mimma talaka bihi wa faddalani ala kathiri mimman khalaqa tafdila. If you see anyone is sick, and if you read this dua, that inshallah that sickness, that disease will not transfer into you. This is the promise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This dua will protect you from the disease. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah alladhi afani mimma talaka. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected me from whatever you are suffering and going through. وَفَضَّلَنِي عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقَ تَفْدِيلًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me protection. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated me amongst all the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another dua, my brothers and sisters, يَا حَيُّ يَا قَيُّمْ بِرَحْمَتِكَ اسْتَغِيثُ. This is the dua Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught to Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, that whenever you face any kind of difficulty, any kind of disease, any kind of problem, you must keep on reciting this phrase, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika astaghis. Allah will remove that difficulty from you. Another dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal afiyata fid din wa dunya wa ahli wa mali. This is also very very good dua. Another dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-junun وَالْجُزَامِ وَالْبَرَاسِ وَسَيِّ الْأَسْقَامِ. This is dua also mentioned in our web page. Please go and read this dua. اللهم إني أعوذ بك اللهم أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق. أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق. And one dua is very very powerful, which is the dua of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. When he was stuck in the stomach of the fish, he recited this kalima over and over again. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minadh dhalimin. By doing this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, fastajabna lahu wa najaynahu min al-gham wa kadhalika nunjil mu'minin. That we have responded on the call of Yunus alayhi salam, and we protected him. We brought him out from the difficulty and hardship. And likewise, we are going to protect and bring out all those believers who will make this dua. So this is a very powerful dua. Keep on reciting this dua and teach to our children also. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. And the one more dua is Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. This is also very powerful dua. We should keep on reciting this dua. Please try to perform all the 5-time prayers and stay home, recite the Holy Quran, make istighfar daily on the day and night, and inshallah do these actions. Take all the precautions and wash your hands and stay home safely. May Allah save and protect all of us. And may Allah through His mercy and kindness and rahmah remove this azab of coronavirus from all over the world. And those people who are suffering, may Allah ta'ala grant them shifa and total cure, and protect all of us from this disease. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.